It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Wednesday, December 23rd. We are very close to Christmas. This will be the last show of the week. Merry Christmas to all. We are all going to hopefully have a great Christmas. This is weird times, but at least we can try and make it a little normal here with Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, so I'm very excited. But on the show today, I got Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at schools_01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago. This morning, we'll be talking about the Monday night football game. We won't be talking very long about it because it was not a very good game, but we may have a team that is, 11-3 now? And they're frauds. Yes. They're frauds.
Huge frauds.
We'll also be talking about the Bulls. They had their first game tonight against the Hawks, so we'll be talking about that. We'll give a little update on the NBA season, what we're going to be thinking throughout. There's only two games the first night, which I think is kind of weird. You think you want the first night, just a bunch of games, like opening nights usually that way. But for some reason, they did not do that. We're also going to do our picks for the weekend. I don't know. Boomy has the records. I don't know.
We'll get to it. We'll let him doctor up the numbers before we get the actual count here in about a half.
We got some smudging to do.
Let's wait about 30 minutes, Zach. He's got to crunch some numbers, I'm sure.
And then we'll be talking about the NHL season. I think it's going to be – what did you say, Maddie?
Sounded like 56 is what it was trending towards.
Maddie Pucks is back. We'll be excited for that, and then we'll
Maddie
end the
Pucks
show
is warming up. Maddie Pucks is warming up big time. It's going to be an interesting season. I got the NHL package lined up, boys, with a nice little discount. I'm just going to throw that out there. So
love it. And then we'll end the show with Boomy's Wacky Web Story. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Typical Chicago Fans, YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Subscribe, please. All of our morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews are all on there. And then wherever you get your podcast from, Apple. If it is Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com, Chicago. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Like I said, that is 26shirts.com, Chicago. Like I said, Christmas is almost here. Maybe you'll get some money from Christmas. You get some cool shirts, and it's also for a good cause at 26shirts.com, Chicago. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout, like I said, for 15% off of your purchase. Boys, we are getting ready for this is our last show before Christmas. What do you guys got planned for Christmas this year?
A little bit toned down this year, obviously, with everything going on in the world, but, It's going to be we're going to try to make it as close to normal as possible, but obviously a little bit of alterations, but a little bit of traveling, but not as much as regular. So I can't complain on that.
Yeah, I know Boomy last year, I think, had an unreal amount of Christmases.
We'll always have about three or four to go to on Christmas Day, two on Christmas Eve, and usually a straggler on a weekend around.
So Boomy is actually kind of getting a year off on Christmas, just a little less. A
little time to rest up, I guess.
And then Maddie, I know you'll be with the family.
Yeah, very low key this year, just keeping it at home, unfortunately, with all the bullshit going on. Very excited to have my kid for Christmas morning, though, when we have, that's in the last couple of years, obviously having a toddler, that's like it's the Hall of Fame year. It's the Hall of Fame part of the year. It's the World Series. It's this is the best time to be a parent. I will say that. And my wife and I, we kind of spoil the hell out of him, but I can't wait. I can't wait. He's gonna be excited. So I'm excited. Key is any of the other dads out there, any of the other parents out there, one little life hack, one little tip from me is buy toys that you like yourself. It makes playing with them way better. So just make sure you're getting stuff you like too. It's not all about the kid.
There you go. A little dad tip from Maddie.
It's all here.
Maybe you're gonna need write a book or something, a blog.
Should we do an ask the dad portion of the TCF show? One like start getting questions, you know? Yeah, hey, maybe have me and Gons do a
that'd be perfect.
A 10-minute breakdown. Our own little Podfathers kind of spinoff.
I am going to he said it's not gonna be as normal, but hopefully get to see some family.
How about the way it falls, though, too, this year with Christmas Eve, Christmas Day falling on Thursday, Friday, leading into a weekend? It's just kind of – it's the perfect storm, like kind of a freebie four-day weekend for anybody that's not booming.
It's the perfect day. Perfect amount. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's perfect.
It's a really, really strong, strong weekend, to say the least.
It's my favorite holiday for the four-day weekend. Couldn't be more perfect. But let's get into these subjects. The first subject is the Monday Night Football game that was ugly for the Steelers. I mean, Big Ben, it's just kind of tough to watch. His body's got to just be broken down. He can't do anything. He can't get out of the pocket. He can't really throw the ball right now to anybody. I mean, his receivers, Juju Smith, dancing on the logo, and then that fumble was one of the hardest hits I've seen in a while.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
I'm still sure that's a fumble. I got questions about that.
I don't know. I think he made a move forward. I agreed with it in the moment.
Who'd you bet on last night?
I don't think anybody.
Okay. I was just making sure there was no built-in bias to that. Because I have my own bias. I had the
owner. No, I did not.
I needed no more points, and I need so.
Well, you know, I should have bet the Steelers halftime money line because they go out, they had that first possession, quick touchdown. You're like, oh, here we go. They're going to win this game. And then it was just nothing from there.
Can we just talk briefly about how bad Ben Roethlisberger's become? And
it's you got to retire.
Those last two throws of the game,
it's hard to watch.
Horrible. They're not even close. Their offense is eerily similar to what it looked like for the Bears about 4 or 5 weeks ago, where it was just you know it was three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, and there's. It's crazy because the Steelers have so many weapons. I don't know. Such a weird 11-3 team. That's all I can say.
They have had a couple of tough injuries. But other than that,
doesn't, though?
You're right. It's weird because they said they were at one point 11-0.
Right.
Like, it's just crazy to think because they just did not look good against a Kyle Ryan-led Bengals.
Yeah.
Like, that was something else. Like, I was...
It's a good way to put it. I like watching it really because is. It's a good way to put it.
I didn't want the Steelers to win.
No, I don't like the Steelers. I mean...
But it was... Yeah. It was... going forward, are they going to make... They're going to make the playoffs, right?
Yes. I mean, I think, what, it's like a 98.8% chance that they're going to be... One of the playoff teams. I think it's going to fall.
Something astronomical to happen.
Right. It was something very, very large. So, the backdoor is obviously still there, but it's not likely.
That was my TV. My TV just talked to me and said it was low battery. That scared the
Shit out of me. I thought it was an alien or something. I don't know what that was, but good to know it's just only a TV telling you your battery's dead.
It's getting low. Oh, my gosh. That made me. jump right there. I was like, what the heck?
Now, is this the new one? This is the utility TV, kind of the work.
Yeah, guys,
TV,
I got a TV that me and Boomy, we went to Sam's Club, and we made a purchase. It was so we literally saw it on the way out. It's a TV. It kind of looks like a boombox. Like you can kind of, it's very light. And I'm watching the Lakers Clippers game right now on this little TV. It has up to 8 hours of battery when you actually charge it. So I am I'm very excited.
I'm surprised at the battery life. That seems a lot better than I thought it would have been.
But let's move on to the Chicago Bulls. They play tonight against the Hawks at home. I saw they were plus money, so I think I'll be betting on that. But the Bulls, Coby White, starting point guard. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the new head coach. And I'm just ready for a new season.
Office, new training staff, new everything.
Just new.
I'm excited for new.
They haven't played a game that's actually mattered since when was that?
Like the second week of March. Yeah, that's a good one.
That one hurt.
Yeah, that was a little salt in the wound, but yeah, it's really nice to see that, you know, there's some promise here. And I think we talked about this, me and Zach did at the gym the other day, about the youthfulness of this team. There was a picture of, I think it was Coby White, was it Chandler Hutchinson and Patrick
Williams,
and they're like 19, 20, and 20 or something like that.
How do we feel about Chandler Hutchinson?
You know, he's still got a lot of development to do. I don't know if he's going to be much, but, like, he plays hard.
Do you just think on, at this point, hoping that Donovan just taps into the, you know,
yes,
whatever is there?
Can you turn him into a guy that maybe not doesn't have to start for you but can come off the bench and give you, you know, 10 a night or something along those lines? I mean, he's definitely there for
you. So what you're telling me is we want – another Denzel Valentine, basically.
That's disrespectful. Denzel Valentine, I don't know why Denzel Valentine is on this team.
They're basically the same player.
Whole NBA season.
You think about some of these picks that they've made over the years, yeah. Some of these guys they brought in this organization that just, and it's not that they're not horrible, just player. You know, they
just don't not give good you for their anything. Pick. They Why don't did we take you Doug anything. McDermott at 12?
It's just repeatedly over and over and over. And that's just as bad as whiffing on a number one overall pick. Yeah. It really is. When you whiff on draft after draft after draft, it doesn't matter if it's in 10, 7, 5, 15, 12, wherever the fuck it is. When you don't get one of them right, it's just as bad as whiffing on the first overall. It really is.
Exactly. It's one of those things that, like, when the Bulls were good and they had those runs, you know, they would miss.
You're getting Jimmy Butler. You're getting Jimmy Butler late in the first.
Right. You know? Or you get your misses in either the late first or the second round. You know, guys like James Johnson who just never panned out. You can afford those losses in the second round to take.
Although
those
hits. He never panned out with the Bulls, he actually had a decent NBA career, but.
Correct, but you can afford that. You can't afford to flame out on guys in the top, you know, half of the first round. You can't afford to do that year after year. And hopefully, it's the tides have turned, and I think it's just the era of
new front office, new head coach. Hopefully, everything will change, and we'll be on our way to the NBA Finals. I'm very excited about that. Let's get into the rest of the 2021. It's actually like only really in the year 2020 for what, 8 days?
Yeah.
Like I said, me and Boomy were looking at the gym and it was like I think it's 3 days away. It was Christmas Day game.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
That's nuts.
We usually have like a month and a half of the season in by now, you know.
Yeah, it was like, oh, wait, the Lakers play on Christmas Day? Why is that a big deal already? Oh, wait, because it's in 3 days. Like,
dude.
And what else do you guys think about the season, only 2 games to start?
Not crazy about it. I feel like you got to blow it up, especially with how weird the year is. Like, they should have started games today, like, at noon.
Yeah, you know? Like a real opening day.
And if you look at it from, like a fan standpoint, like, you're – a lot of your audience is very young. And if you look at it, a lot of schools are already out on Christmas break. You'd have a lot of eyes from kids on those games if you're starting them at noon.
It's not football. It's not football where, yeah, there's going to be the first game of the year on that Thursday night. It's always that way. No, if you're going to have 2 games, why not have 10 games?
Yes, exactly.
Why?
Okay.
I'm a big fan of make a big deal out of it. Make a spectacle. Make a splash. Do something. Like,
they have that opportunity.
The Warriors aren't going to be that good right now. Like, you know that. Like, that's not the best first game too. Like, you want to mix in other games.
You wait, and everybody knows how big NBA is on Christmas Day, and they've got the Christmas Day schedule set. So you got those like 4 or 5 games that they do. What you really do is you take all the other teams that are not playing on Christmas Day, as you play them. Spread it out all day Christmas Eve. And then most people, generally speaking, there's a good chunk of society that's off work on Christmas Eve. So your population that's going to be able to watch the games is going to be strong. So it's not like your viewership is going to take a hit. You start playing games at noon or whatever, and just like have a celebration of basketball, like leading up, like chiming in with Christmas, whatever it takes.
Well, and even this year, look, I mean, the day after Christmas is a Saturday. You had an opportunity to, if you didn't want to do, you know, the rest of the NBA on Christmas
Eve. Do the old school high school Christmas tournament. Get, you know what, do some lead-in tournaments. Do some pod tournaments or something with some of these teams. I don't know. I think it'd be sweet.
And even if they did continue to go with it the way they did, they had an opportunity here because it's a Tuesday. You know, like, there's nothing else going on. There's bowl games that not a lot of people are watching. You had an opportunity to make a spectacle out of it, and you kind of dropped the ball. And
I agree with you.
Because the NBA has done so well at growing the sport over the last couple of years. I mean, look at the contracts guys are getting. The sport is as popular as it's ever been. They had a real opportunity here to blow it up, and it just felt – it felt like a baseball handling of the opening day for the NBA.
That's a good way to put it.
It felt like you said earlier, Matt, it felt like Rob Manfred got his hands on this.
Yeah, it really was. It's just such a big whiff when you have a chance to make a splash.
Seriously, I mean, think about all the teams, you know, that were in the Bulls situation. You know, you can look at all these teams that were in the top 10 of the draft. You got an opportunity to get, you know, LaMelo Ball on TV that a ton of kids are going to watch because they've been watching him on YouTube. You got a chance to get Carl Anthony or Anthony Edwards. That's what I'm saying. Sorry.
It's like you have your primetime day with Christmas Day. Do what the UFC is doing with, like, the 3 fight cards over 7 days on Fight Island. Yes. Do something like that where you got – 2 days of just wall-to-wall buckets and just go fucking nuts, man. And Zach, yeah. I know, like, you, I know you're kind of like me when it comes to tournament time, or there's those, like, almost big festival days of sports where it's just, like, even the last Saturday was one of them. There was college football, there was college basketball, there's NFL games. It was a cavalcade of games. Like, no matter where you look, there was a sport you could watch, a sport you could bet on, a sport there was fantasy on, whatever it may be. Give me, like, that whole big presentation, that whole package deal. Make it an event. You know what I mean? Give us something. Like, I think you start building some interest that way. You know, like the NHL, they got the outdoor games and, like, the Winter Classic Series. Here's an idea. Do, like, 4 or 5 of them all in different spots, or do it all at one lake. You know, go up to a lake in Canada and have 4 NHL games on the pond in the fucking middle of a lake, you know, in northern Canada. Just start it off that way. Just make a boom. You know, do something fun. Let's go. You can't have fans there. You might as well do something.
You guys are full of ideas.
Someone should hire us.
Yeah. Let's move on to our NFL picks. We got a weird week in a way. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? Is there a Monday night game?
That's a good question. I think so.
There has to be. Yeah, it is Buffalo in New England. So
yeah, that's what I mean.
How do we want to do this? We want to take this Friday night's game and then Saturday.
Do we want to do all the Saturdays or just pick one of them?
Pick
How
one
many
Saturday.
Are there Saturday?
There's three. Four. Oh, three. Three. Yeah.
Well, we did all of last Saturday, right? There was what, two? There were only two games.
Yeah.
So I'd say we pick the Friday game. We pick this one Saturday game, and then do the normal Sunday and Monday night stretch.
So I am going to take the Saints on Friday. It's afternoon. It's not at night. That's a weird time on Christmas Day. But -7, give me the Saints. The Vikings stink.
I'm with you, Zach. I agree. Saints, -7.
I hate to make all of us have the same pick, but I can't bring myself to bet on the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins, it's Christmas Day.
Consensus pick. I love it.
Well, and think about this.
This isn't Kirk Cousins on a normal Monday night. This is Kirk Cousins on Christmas Day. I mean, what are we going to do here?
It's also like, if you think about it, New Orleans has a lot more to play for than Minnesota. Battling for that
Minnesota's
one spot.
Dead after the Bears buried them last week.
So I'm not going to hitch my wagon to Kirk Cousins.
Then I'll take the first Saturday game. You know what? I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers +5 just because we need it. We need them to win. They're playing the Cardinals. We need them to win. So every Bears fan on Saturday, be cheering for the San Francisco 49ers. Please.
Toby, you go.
I'll take the Dolphins -2.5. I think the Dolphins are starting to kind of prime themselves up. I think they're ready for the playoffs. I think the Raiders are dead. They need to bounce back, but I don't know if they're capable of it. They kind of showed their cards against the Chargers last week. I think the Dolphins are a good team. I think they're a playoff team. That's kind of the big question mark, and that's why I'm leaning towards the Dolphins.
Mariota did not look bad, though.
Yeah, but I mean that's because they didn't plan to face him. They planned on.
I've never
Cox.
Been a big Mariota guy, so I don't have a lot of faith in that guy.
That on Monday.
Yeah, you did. You were on him big time.
And now you're going.
I'm going to side with Zach again. I think it's a game that San Francisco cost me. I don't know. Let's say we'll say 6 bets this year on San Francisco where they have just laid an absolute egg. So why wouldn't I go back to them again this week in an obvious, spot where they have nothing to play for against a team who has everything to play for on the road? Well, it's kind of San Francisco's home now too, is Arizona. So maybe it's kind of a dual home game here. I'm gonna go with the 49ers. I think it's one of those trappy ass spots for a team like the Cardinals. The Cardinals are not that good. And, just because you're playing for something doesn't mean you're going to win, especially with a team that, we've talked about it for the last few weeks. And I was a big, big Cardinals guy for a long time this year. And it was every week. It was like, this is the week they're going to play really well. No, it wasn't. This is the week they're going to play really well. No, they win on a Hail Mary. And it was 5-6 straight weeks of just, poor football, basically. So I don't have a whole lot of confidence in them still at this point. So I'm going to ride with Zach there. I think that line is begging you to take the Cardinals. So I'm going to go the other way and take the 49ers.
On Sunday, we're going to do the noon picks. We're going to take 2 games, right?
Yep.
I will take.
Do it. It's only 7.5, Zach.
Taking Bears. -7.5. Start at 3.5. That's insane.
That's shot up. I think the Jaguars are missing some players.
Yeah.
Do I want to do my other one too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to take Colts -2 against the Steelers.
I believe we won better. I got them at 1.5.
I mean, after what the Steelers just did on Monday night, the Colts are a pretty good team. And I think -2, good odds.
I will take the Cleveland Browns minus 9 over the New York Jets. Last week was an absolute fluke. They've been warned they better not win a game. They better not even be in a game is what my assumption is. The Browns are going to smack them around. The Browns didn't even play very well last week, still won by 2 touchdowns over the Giants. I think they're going to win by 2 touchdowns, at least over the Jets. In my other pick, I'm not doing it. I was going to take the Steelers, and I can't bring myself to do it. I don't – man, not great games at noon, and it's slim pickings. Give me the Jaguars plus 7.5.
Such a
you have to be a contrarian.
Because I wasn't going to take that game, and now I almost feel obligated to. When that line drops back under 7, does Zach and I get the adjusted line at 7 under 7 then?
We haven't done that at all this year.
I'm just asking. We didn't set any ground rules. I was just making sure.
We just haven't done that yet.
I just wanted to double check. Boomy didn't know what doctored – what numbers could be doctored and which ones couldn't.
Hey, Matt, we just haven't done that yet.
Yeah. you know what? I am going to take the Bears. I think 7.5. I think the Bears win by 10 easy. It's another dead team. And I think the Bears
playoff game. It's a playoff game.
It's playoff games every week, and they're coming over the mentality like that. I think, and I think we're gonna see Mitch playing with a little bit of that mentality again. I think Mitch's gonna have another good week until next week. I don't feel good next week. I'm just gonna say that, but I do think they take care of Jacksonville and
I feel fine.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried long term. We'll just put it that way.
I'm more worried about the Cardinals game. On Saturday,
I'm not so much. I'm also going to.
No. They have to lose.
I know, but
they can't keep winning. These games don't even matter in the first place, Maddie.
I know.
Stop thinking about the stupid ass Packers.
I know. You're right.
Free.
You're right. I'll let you.
No, you're not. You're not living in my head right now. I'm worried about.
Not yours, Maddie's. They are.
Oh no, he's just kidding.
I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers so much, dude. Like, so I genuinely don't like him. Like, I dislike him, and I'm short of bad things happening to him is what I wish for. Like, just on the precipice of bad things, whatever that marker is, that's what I wish for.
And in real life, he seems like a nice guy. I mean,
he doesn't. He seems like such an asshole. Yeah, he seems really cool to his family, too. But anyway, I don't like that guy. I really don't. I think he's a fraud. I'm gonna go with another dead team or against another dead team, and I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Falcons. One of these weeks, the Falcons are going to be what they were early on in the season, and they're going to be a really, really bad team. And I think Kansas City is just – I know they seem to kind of coast in games. I think this is one of those weeks where they can coast in the game and still win by 30. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be much for them. I mean, it's just going to – they can roll out of bed and drop 40 points on this team. I think that's what they're going to do, so I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I will take in the 3 o'clock games – wow, there's not a lot of good games at all. Yeah.
There's really not. There's a lot of dead.
The
teams
Rams, there. The Rams Seahawks game should be a good game.
Yes.
Assuming the Jets version of the Rams don't appear. Sorry, Boomy's brother.
I'll take the Seahawks minus 1.5. The Rams did me dirty.
The Rams did a lot of people dirty.
I think the Rams are going to bounce back. I think they're going to win that game.
I don't care what you think about that game. They were also minus 7. Boomy, they were minus 17 to the Jets. And they lost. And
they're not playing the Jets this week. They're playing the Seahawks.
Yeah, better team.
Give me the Eagles minus 1.5.
You're going to walk into the trap that I walk into every week is the Philadelphia Eagles, huh?
They're not going to lose to the Dallas Cowboys. They have to win this game.
Who?
I refuse to bet the Eagles. I refuse to believe.
Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. He did play very well. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do you one better in the NFC East, and I'm gonna help out the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm gonna go with the Carolina Panthers in the absolute dog shit bowl on Sunday afternoon. I'm gonna take the Panthers.
No, that game is Denver, LA. You have to find a new name.
No, Carolina, Washington, two just gross teams to watch. Bro. Yeah, but they're both gross teams, like visually.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm gonna take the Panthers. Just the way the line's moving there, the it opened up as a pick'em, and money came pouring in on Washington. We don't know who their quarterback's gonna be yet. We don't know if it's gonna be Alex Smith. I would assume probably that he's gonna be back. There was rumblings that he was coming back last week, but between that and then Haskins fell in love with a stripper after the game on was it Monday night? So we're gonna go with Teddy Bridgewater and the Carolina Panthers there, and a little bit of a fade the public there.
I think Sunday night's pretty obvious.
Sunday night game, I'll take the Tennessee Titans plus 3.5. Boomy will be taking the Packers. Maddie will be taking the Tennessee Titans plus 3.5.
I cannot wait until Derrick Henry.
I can't wait until Aaron Rodgers gets to play against this horrible pass defense. They're ranked 32nd in the NFL. Throws him away. They're going to put up 60.
Derrick Henry is going to.
And you're going to give up.
He's gonna pick 75. Up the organization.
Nope.
He's gonna take
60-48.
He's gonna take every defensive lineman and fucking throw him out of Lambeau. Just toss him out of the way. That's what he's gonna do.
That might happen, but Aaron Rodgers.
And then he might run over
800 yards.
Run over
garbage
and take
defense.
Over.
Oh, guess God, what? He's, I can't the wait. The Titans are also playing against the garbage defense.
It's gonna be the Ryan Tannehill show. It's just it's gonna be glorious. Titans all the way. Titans money line.
Like I said,
triple
I even,
up on the Titans money
I don't
line.
Even care about that game.
Oh, God. I don't either, but it's going to be glorious to see what Derrick Henry does to that dog.
Yeah, you're more excited about the Titans than you have been about a Bears game.
Do you blame me? Have you seen our team?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boomy doesn't get excited about his team either.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills, New England.
Boomy, as much of a troll as he is, doesn't like it when he gets it back a little bit.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, I can handle it. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying you don't like it.
Like every second show on here.
There he is. We got him, Zach. We got him. There we go. Rent free.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, you
go. You're an idiot.
No, then you get mad when, I was just trolling. So I'm going to take the Bills minus 7.
I agree, Bills. I'm Bills every week until they.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to think that these Patriots are going to. And like they are at home, 7 points, but like they're dead.
The thing is, Bills are finally in that spot, and especially teams in the AFC East are in that spot where they can just go into the Patriots and say, "This is what you did to us for the last 20 years." So I'm just going to absolutely just pound it down your throat is what I'm going to do.
Yes,
and I think that's what the Bills are going to do.
Sorry, guys. I'm watching basketball, NBA. I always bet the stupidest shit. I never did. Did everyone give their picks there?
Yes. We'll
have an update on our season totals. Maybe.
I got some math to do tonight. It's going to be a long one, boys.
Let's send it over to TurboTax to do an audit.
Yeah, seriously.
But let's move on. Matty Pucks, you want to give us a little preview for this NHL season?
Well, I'm not quite ready. I'm not quite preview.
What I mean, literally just preview what the season is going to be.
It's looking like what they said, Boomy, 56 games. Is that what they is what it's looking like? I don't think we've got firm divisions yet. I think that's still kind of bouncing up in the air. It's going to be dependent heavily on TV deals. But ultimately, it's looking like the Hawks are going to fall in a little bit more of the East Coast blend. We're going to get a rivalry with the Red Wings back, get the Tampa Bay Lightning. And outside of that, though, I think with the Lightning being obviously one of the best teams in the league, the defending Stanley Cup champions, so obviously a very good team. But the rest of the division isn't that great. So if the Hawks would, not have Stan Bowman running the team and possibly get good players in the offseason as opposed to letting your – your franchise goaltender walk away for basically nothing, and then the newly promoted Stan Bowman. Let's give him a better job to suck at.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's disheartening to see where the team was 5 years ago, winning Stanley Cups, and there's still the parts there to do a lot of it, and they just screwed it up so goddamn badly. And it outside of that, though, there's going to be a lot of fun teams. There's going to be a lot of fun players to watch this year too. I suggest if you have the means, if you fall into a little bit of a stimulus windfall, you can get the NHL streaming package. I was just looking right before we started recording. I think it's going to be $125 for a year. So if you're in the Chicago area, you get every Hawks game that way. Outside of that, though, that $125 gets you every other NHL game in the league. So if you're looking for something to get into, I think it's a good investment.
It's a nice, it's not a ton of money.
It's really not. I mean, when you think about, a couple nights out at a bar, on a weekend when it's pre-COVID, $125 pretty easy to go through. So
Matty Pucks has got to be excited about that.
I am. I'm just glad to get some a little more bridge back to sports. We don't have those dead zones that it was looking like we were gonna have.
Now we're just kind of waiting on baseball to make a move.
Well, yeah, the players are dealing with owners that don't want to play the games. So,
yeah, I was listening to the Compound podcast today with Ian Happ, and they were saying, has anyone signed with any, has there been any free agents, anything?
Not lately.
No.
It's crazy. I mean, really. It's what? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I want to know a day. I know it doesn't really matter, but how has it been this long and you still don't know anything?
I agree with you. That
and it's gonna screw up the off season and free agency's not. People aren't even gonna start signing until end of January, February. It's like we're trying to make some more excitement here in baseball, not like the drawn out free agencies.
Right.
It's just like baseball is. It's trying to hurt itself.
Can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, come on, you got to be able to see, like I said, people. It's tough enough for somebody to sit down for nine innings or whatever, and at least keep some of the exciting things, especially from last year. I know the seven inning doubleheader.
Get rid of the DH. Yeah,
have the DH universal. Come on.
I don't get it. That move, I don't get at all.
Boomy, you got a wacky web story for us?
Yep, and I also have a new stooge of the week, and that goes out in this story to Ian Bryan of Sussex County, England. And I'm going to start tweeting these if anybody wants to read the story. But 58-year-old unemployed Ian Bryan stabbed two teenagers, one in the neck, in a vigilante attack back in April, and he was just sentenced to 14 years in prison. Not enough, if you ask me. It should have been double. But he kind of took the law into his own hand when two victims, ages 17 and 32 at the time, were staying in a property next to Brian, and he thought they were outside of the house. It actually says while they were carrying out some engineering work in the area, and he came out, kind of took the law into his own hands, said that they were breaking lockdown codes, got into an altercation, stabbed both the 17 and the 32-year-old victim. The 17-year-old was stabbed in the neck, and now he was arrested after the incident. He was actually kind of belligerent, and they had to tase him. And he was arrested. Both victims have recovered, thankfully, but this absolute stooge just got sentenced to 14 years in prison. Double it, triple it. I don't care. This guy doesn't belong in society.
Unbelievable.
What an idiot.
Where are you getting these web stories, Boomy?
I get them all over the place, man. I got like five or six sources.
Well, maybe stay away from that source.
Crazy people in Sussex County, England, because you might get stabbed in the neck over about hanging outside of a house.
I think England is underrated as to how crazy they are. People don't rate England as a crazy country properly, in my opinion.
No. People are crazy. Florida of Europe. So,
I think that's valid. I think it's a good way. I think people should start saying that if they don't already.
I think you're right. We're
coming from the guy who was trying to defend Florida last night.
As compared to Alabama, yeah.
Yeah, but you should have said Alabama then. You should have said Alabama.
Alabama and basically Alabama and all of Central Florida up north through the Panhandle is basically all the same.
I'd still rather go to Florida.
He just proved my point. That was awesome. Anything else, boy?
Keontae Johnson got out of the hospital after 10 days. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Good news for that guy, man. Good.
That was scary.
Scary as hell. You don't want to see that. I you just hope, too, that there's, like, nothing long-term for this kid either, man. It's a talented kid. Real good player. Yeah, he seems like a great kid, too.
Preseason player of the year, and, as of right now, obviously it's not important, but like, is he going to play basketball again? That's the least of the important. But he's healthy. He's out of the hospital. Obviously, still being
fortunately awesome. For a kid like him, it seems like a lot of doors are going to be opened up because you know what he can be. You know, just even the example he can lead, let alone you know the talent that he is as a person and player. So I don't know. I'm sure good things will be on the horizon for him, regardless.
You know, you kind of hear stories like this and you think about, is Isaiah Austin from Baylor who found out about the heart?
He had the eye issue too, even going into college. Like, he was like one of the top 10, 15 recruits for.
I actually saw this on TikTok, Matt. Did you know he plays pro ball overseas?
Really? That doesn't surprise me. I thought he was a coach somewhere too at some point already. Like, maybe a women's coach or something. I don't know. I thought he was dabbling into coaching in the off season in some capacity or something.
That kid was good. Yeah, you hope for the best.
Yeah, guys like that, you know, we need good examples. You need role models. And you know, it's okay to look at an athlete as a role model that's going to do good things like that, in my opinion.
100%.
Well, I think that's about it, boys. Holidays are coming up. We got Christmas on Friday, so we will not have another show. We'll have a podcast coming out here, but we won't have another show until Monday. We'll be talking about hopefully a big Bears win.
I need you guys to rate my Christmas Eve night though. Since we're not going to be doing like the family get-togethers this year and stuff. Give me a rating on Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2. This is all after the kid passes out, goes to sleep. So Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, all while wrapping Christmas presents and setting up the kids' gifts and stuff for the morning. Cocktails and appetizers included, obviously. That just goes with the territory.
Oh, that's – you can't draw it up much better than that.
I think it's right up there, is it not?
I only give you a 9.5 because I would go Home Alone 2 and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I think Home Alone 2 is the best Christmas movie, in my opinion. This is gonna be an absolutely scorching take. I like Christmas Vacation. I don't have a tremendous obsession with it.
Yeah, and I get that. We talked about it too, Matt. Is it a little bit of recency bias on how many people are being diehard about that movie?
Completely. Because I will stake my claim to this. The original Vacation is miles, miles better than Christmas Vacation.
I don't disagree with that, no.
Miles better.
Yeah, that is it.
You can put that, take that downtown and print it, quote Lee Elia. That is 100% a fact.
So. Yeah, I can't disagree with you there.
I love it. I love it. Well, if you want to follow Matt Schoolfield at schools_01 or Boomy at Boomy TCF on Twitter, you can follow them there. Thank you for joining me this morning. I am Zach Lilia at ZLilia TCF, Instagram, Facebook, Typical Chicago Fans. Follow us on there. Subscribe to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans. Wherever you get your podcast from, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review if you have Apple Podcasts. And then 26shirts.com Chicago. Use promo code TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. Anything else, boys?
Have a great Christmas. Hope everybody enjoys it as much as you can. Be safe. Absolutely. Don't be out there, you know, acting a fool, but enjoy your family or, you know, your small gathering, whatever you have. Have a great, great time.
Absolutely. Completely agree, Boomy. My sentiments are exact.
And if we can all agree on one thing, it's that Die Hard is a great Christmas movie.
Nope. And the show.
This has been the TCF Morning Show, Wednesday, December 23rd. Make sure you go out and watch Die Hard on Christmas Eve just for Boomy and Matt. They know they love it. I know they love it.
Zach, I take your back on a lot of things, Zach. I don't got you here, man.
We love you all.
You haven't seen the movie.
I don't
Merry
know.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a Christmas movie. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.